This is London calling North America. Next in our program today, we present a talk by Ralph Weitzman, which will be rebroadcast by station WHO, Des Moines, Iowa. It will be broadcast in their Corn Belt Hour program. Stand by now, please, for Ralph Weitzman.
Hello, WHO and Corn Belt Hour listeners. This is Ralph Weitzman bringing you a special Thanksgiving greeting from the studios of the BBC in London. I suppose there's no more universal custom throughout the world than that of giving thanks for the kindly fruits of the earth. In England, every church of every denomination in the land holds some form of harvest festival service. And the curious thing is that although the festival is spread all over the country, there's no set national day. Every village holds its service on a different Sunday. And it's usual even for different churches in the same village to pick a different day. Because most of us like to visit the next parish for evening service on this special occasion. And also know that traveling's a little easier. Old custom returning of holding family reunions. You know, I think that you have to be a countryman to get the real meaning of harvest festival. Although for the last 6 years, the cities have shared our feelings. Still, it's in a country church that you get the fundamentals of Thanksgiving for harvest. The man who tills the soil knows the measure of the peril which besets every harvest. The peril of disease and of flood, and the peril of insects, of frost and drought. G.K. Chesterton once said, "The nicest thing about miracles is that they sometimes happen." The miracle of harvest always happens. Most churches arrange for a special preacher on this day. During the last 6 years in my village, we've had several chaplains from our own forces, and one from the American Army. When the American spoke, I got the impression that he was completely at home with us in this service. We decorate our churches three times in the year. Once at Christmas, when it's adorned with evergreens and scarlet holly berries. And then at Easter, we use all the young spring flowers, daffodils, primroses, and anemones. But at Harvest Festival, the church is not so much decorated as filled. There's a wheat sheaf by the altar, loaves of bread on the east window. The pillars of the altar rails are bound with oats and barley. And every window ledge is full of onions, carrots, parsnips, apples, pears, grapes, potatoes, and pumpkins. The church is fairly crowded in the morning, but it's evensong which packs the place to the doors. Oil lamps are lit then, and the evening's chilly enough to make their warmth pleasant. There's a mixed smell of fruit and best clothes, vegetables and lavender, and lamps and camphor. There's a feeling of brightness of meeting in this house. The mellow stone and the old oak go back for 600 years. It's good to do as our fathers did. Seed time and harvest shall not fail as long as the earth endureth. And now, this is Ralph Reitman saying goodbye to you all and returning you to WHO Des Moines, Iowa, from the studios of the British Broadcasting Corporation.
This is the British Broadcasting Corporation. That was a short talk given by Ralph Weitzman and presented from London by the BBC for inclusion in station WHO's Corn Belt Hour series. Now we're taking you to join the BBC's light program for music played by the band of the Royal Dragoons.
Oh. And that I'll do, but first let me explain that actually, these two guests are in Chicago right now. But before they left, they visited our studios and our engineers transcribed our interview, especially for this occasion. First, I want to call on Pauline Lawler, one of the 11 girls representing Iowa at the National Club Congress this week, who was selected for her outstanding club record as a member of the Beaver Bluebells up in Boone County. Pauline, that's a pretty good-sized club up there, isn't it?
Yes, for the last 2 years we have had about 27 members, but for next year we thought it would be a good idea to have two clubs, and we could probably work better together in a smaller group.
In other words, you'll probably get more done and have less time for a good time in your club meeting.
I think that's right.
Well, maybe it's not a bad idea to split the clubs up that way. Up at the State Club office at Ames, they told me that you missed only 3 or 4 meetings during the past 7 years. My gracious, how many meetings did you attend anyway?
It's probably about 95, I believe.
Oh, say, there's a lot of good meetings that you attended, and it's a record that a lot of the girls in the state can't hold a candle to. I can vouch for that. You know, I'm especially interested in some of the things you've learned to do in your club program. Would you mind telling us about some of the projects that you've carried on the past 7 years?
I've had home furnishing, home efficiency, and nutrition, which includes canning, of course, baking, and clothing.
Which one of those projects more or less stands out in your own estimation?
I believe clothing was very interesting to me.
What did you learn to do in your clothing project?
Well, most important was to learn to make my own clothes and remake some others, too.
And you did quite a bit of your own sewing?
Yes, I have.
That's a project, then, that'll probably pay big dividends as you go along through life.
I believe it will.
What's the major project this year, Pauline?
We've had home furnishing, and that we'll have again next year, too.
And you learned quite a bit there, I imagine,
yes,
too.
Yes, I have.
What were some of the things you've done in that project?
Well, this year that was most important to me, I refinished a writing desk, a bed, and a chest of drawers for my room.
Oh, splendid. How'd you go about doing that?
First, I had to remove the old paint and varnish and then put on the new furnishing.
Well, that's fine. You've also taken part in a lot of outside activities, too. And they tell me that when it came to the salvage drives up there the past couple of years, you were nearly a one-man army.
Yes, I've taken part in the scrap iron, in the rubber clothing, paper, and of course the fat drive.
Well, you're to be congratulated for that, and I can see now why you were selected as one of Iowa's 11 girl delegates to represent the state at the National Club Congress. And now to another of the delegates from this state, Marvin Kafer of Jasper County, whose 6-year club record earned him a Chicago trip. Marvin, have you ever attended the National Club Congress in Chicago?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever been in Chicago?
No.
Well, you're going to be in for a good time when you get in there, and a lot of new thrills and experiences. What's been your major project in club work?
Baby beef and purebred beef heifer.
What breed of cattle do you go in for, Marvin?
Shorthorn.
And are you attempting in your purebred beef heifer work to establish a herd of your own?
Yes, that has been my goal.
How many foundation animals do you have at the present time?
I have 5 now.
Well, you're getting a good start, all right, for a herd sometime in the future. By the way, you've been quite active in extracurricular activities, I believe. Tell us a little bit about the fire prevention work that you've done.
Last year in fire prevention, I entered the state contest and won a scholarship.
Say, you did all right in that, too. Did you check some of the fire hazards around your place and there in the community?
Yes, I checked up on as many as I could and tried to correct them as I found them.
And that scholarship that you won is going to come in mighty handy when you want to go to school. Is that in your plan?
Yes, it is, as soon as this present emergency is over and I can go.
Now, this soil conservation phase of your club program is kind of interesting. What did you learn to do in that?
We learned how to farm on the contour and
Marvin,
raise crops.
Marvin, could you tell a neighbor how to lay out a field on the contour?
Yes, I think I could quite easily. Take some time, of course.
Yeah, surely. Well, that's one thing that's going to be pretty valuable as time goes on, because contour farming is going to really be very evident in our future agricultural programs. By the way, when did you graduate from high school?
I graduated in 1943.
And I might add in that connection that you were valedictorian of your class there at Baxter. And while you apparently were putting in some pretty good licks at school, you also made quite an outstanding record in club work. Well, to both you, Marvin Kaper and Pauline Lawler, we want to congratulate you for your 4-H achievement and for the privilege of representing Iowa at the Chicago Club Congress.